are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, the doctor is in the house. How you guys all doing out there? Oh boy, we got a lot to talk about. We have got a lot to talk about. You know, I don't know if you guys remember Steve Irwin. I loved him, Crocodile Hunter. Apparently, we have a report now that the cameraman who was there when this happened said that Steve Irwin was actually stung hundreds of times by the stingray. I don't know much about stingrays, but I thought the stingray just hit him in the heart. Of course, it was poison. He ripped the stingray, which caused more damage out, you know, as he pulled it out of the heart. But apparently he was stung multiple times. I want to talk about that. I don't know much about stingrays, so that's kind of a pretty scary thought that that could have happened as well. Then there are three ways to reduce PMS and lose weight. I saw that on Fox News. I'm like, oh my gosh, three ways to reduce PMS. I'll be happy with just one way. So if they got three ways, I will do all three and quadruple them and cube them. Then Pfizer is voluntarily recalling an antidepressant after report of a wrong drug being in the bottle. That is a major no, but that's okay. I'm still a fan of Pfizer. All right. And then we have why you need to take blood pressure out of both arms rather than just taking blood pressure in one arm. Yeah, I know. We doctors and nurses need to work a little harder. Yeah. All right. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so researchers are urging doctors to now check the blood pressure of patients in both arms during checkup. Now, listen, we usually do blood pressure in both arms when you're high risk, okay? Now, recently, you know, especially with all the changes with Obamacare, they've been yelling at us doctors, you don't have to do EKGs on everybody, you don't have to send everybody to cardio, you don't have to be getting stress tests, okay? But remember, checking blood pressures are free. So whatever is free, they're going to ask us doctors to do more of. But I got to admit, they're right on this one. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital say checking blood pressure in both arms could give an early warning that you could be at risk for heart attack or stroke. Now, this has been reported by Harvard Health Blog and by Daily Mail. What researchers did is they looked at the blood pressure of almost 3,400 people. All of the patients were 40 or older, and all I know, I could have been at this in the study. Does that scare you? You know? Yeah, you listen to this, right? And you're like, okay, well, I'm still good because I'm 25. Oh, I'm not 25 anymore. See, all the patients are 40 and older, and all had their blood pressure measured in both arms. None had any signs of heart disease, okay? So these were people that thought they were A-okay. The scientists discovered that the average difference between arms was about 5 points in systolic blood pressure. This is, you know, systolic blood pressure is your pumping pressure, whereas your diastolic, the bottom number, is the filling pressure. That's how you remember it. The bottom number fills up because it's on the bottom. The systolic is on the top, so it punches like older sister. Sister on top punching you, systolic. That's a good way to remember it. Okay, so 10% of the volunteers had a difference of 10 points or more between their arms. The researchers then followed the participants for 13 years when they went to Walmart, when they went into the bathroom. No. Anyway, they followed them and discovered that during this period, those who initially had a systolic blood pressure difference of at least 10 points between their arms were 38% more likely to have a heart attack or stroke. The researchers say it is normal to have slight differences. It is. But if you have a 10 point, that could be big. And they think maybe it's because the artery supplying the arm could be more clogged on one side than the other. And clogging is a sign of arterial disease and arteriosclerosis. Clogging is bad. So if the arteries in the arm are clogged, that's not good. It's bad. So you check your blood pressure in both arms. Now, as a medical student, we always had to do that. We had to check brachial arteries. We had to check. We even did ankle brachial indices. We checked blood pressure in the legs. Some of us even did the penile artery. Why not? Which is, of course, very important for those of you that have any erectile dysfunction. Again, we talked about this on the show a lot. If you have lack of blood flow to one part of your body, assume you have the same lack of blood flow to the heart. Pretty scary stuff. So anybody needing Viagra because of not testosterone issues, but possible blood flow issues needs to be checked out by a cardiologist. I understand that may not be paid by Obamacare. I understand that may not be a guideline, but just think about it, okay? If you have a blood flow problem to one area, what about your legs? Many of you guys have pain in your legs when you walk. I know. Pain. Yeah, right, right. And some of you say, oh, it's sciatica. I'm like, really? Let's check your pulses. Well, if I don't feel a good pulse, do we need to review how to check your pulses? Should we quickly check your pulses? No, hands out of your pants. We'll do like radial and legs. Yeah, you could find a femoral pulse, but let's not do that right now. Okay, so checking your pulse. Okay, you guys, we've done this before. Wait, find your thumb, okay? Then go down your thumb, and you see all those veins there? Okay, yeah, don't inject. Put two fingers right at the wrist area, okay, on the thumb side. Do you guys feel your pulse? Ba-boom, ba-boom. You know, I can't. Okay, there, I felt it. I got my pulse. Another good place to feel your pulse is the neck. Okay, you know how your neck starts to go in? The place where you guys like to get your little hickeys? Okay, right there. Can you guys feel your pulse? That's the easiest place to feel a pulse on your neck. Okay? Okay, no breast pulse, no sense going there. Now, the tops of your feet, if you want to check for a dorsalis pedis pulse, pedis with a D, it's called dorsalis pedis with a D, ped for foot, put two fingers, you know, you kind of feel a tendon go down as the foot goes from ankle to foot, okay, probably along where your second toe is all the way back. I have a real good, nice dorsalis pedis. I got a real strong throbbing dorsalis pedis right now. I'm checking myself right now. How's your dorsalis pedis with the D? Okay, you guys checking your penises? Good. Okay, that's a good foot artery. So you guys are checking that. And then, of course, you have the posterior tibialis. You got femoral arteries. You know, there's a variety of arteries. But let's just keep it at that. That's a great way to check a pulse. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. All right, we taught him a lot with the Dressel's penis thing. I follow him on Twitter. Follow Brad on Twitter and follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about here. Don't forget, you could also download us on iPhone, Android. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. We're on iHeartRadio, Talk Superstation, TuneIn, KDWN, and a variety of other affiliates. So please definitely check that out. As a reminder to you guys, I'm going to be raising $50,000. That's my goal. $50,000 for kids with blood cancer to help them pay for their medical treatments. And it's, as you can tell, it's just a drop in the bucket. I mean, $50,000 barely touches it, but it's something we could do. And the money also helps go to research for leukemia and lymphoma, blood cancer. Many of us have had somebody in the family afflicted with this. Pretty scary stuff. My uncle died of leukemia. And so what I'm asking you guys to do right now is I don't want you to start going into your wallets yet. What I do want, though, is you to talk to your companies where you work for, any organizations that do like to donate and sponsor. I didn't realize many companies actually have budgets that they do have to yearly give to charities, especially charities with kids or health, etc. And so if any of you guys work for a company like that, please message me at drdahlia.com so we could talk about making them a sponsor, giving them an ad or a couple tickets to a gala or something for their support, because we really, really, really need to raise money for these kids. My goal of $50,000 I still think is too weak. I mean, I really want to do more than that, but let's see where we go. And I'm hoping that we could bring in 10 times that. Again, my website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. See if your car dealership, your bank, I don't know if you work for Google, just whatever you guys got, your law firm, anything you guys could do to help, I really, really appreciate it. I really, really do. And we'll make it known that you guys are such supporters of such a great cause. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. We have a transgender woman who is suing CrossFit for not letting her compete in the women's division. This caught my eye in Mail Online. Apparently, she's a transgender woman from Northern California and has sued the company behind the popular CrossFit workouts for refusing to let her compete in the female division of its annual fitness competitions. The lawsuit was brought by Chloe Johnson, 34 years old, and she's accusing CrossFit Inc. of violating her rights under California law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity. She was born a male, but has been living as a woman since she was a teenager and underwent sex reassignment surgery 8 years ago. The surgery, coupled with the female hormone she takes, apparently does satisfy the state's requirements for her to be recognized as female on her birth certificate and other official documents. Now, she looks amazing. I mean, she looks absolutely amazing. But, you know, this is interesting, okay? You know, is this discrimination? If you, you know, if you want to compete, you know, the first thing I think of is, can the other women she's competing against sue CrossFit as well? You know, I hate seeing these damned if you do, damned if you don't. Her lawyer works as a personal trainer and is an avid CrossFit practitioner. First spoke to company representatives about her background a year ago after a teammate learned that participants were required to register their gender at birth. They said she has an advantage over other women because of the sex she was born with. Now, according to her attorney, that is simply untrue. So, you know, this is interesting, okay? Does the XY chromosome allow you to be faster, stronger, etc.? Well, we did talk about the build of men versus women, even smaller built men. And they do seem to have bigger bone structure. They do seem to have stronger muscle, more muscle mass. Now, that could be an issue when it comes to speed, lifting, etc. But, you know, I'm not an expert on physiology after somebody, not an expert period, after somebody has gender reassignment surgery. You know, I mean, she, to me, again, I'm only looking at her as a picture. You know, she doesn't have a man's build. She has a female build, but she does look extremely muscular. So the next question is if it's considered discrimination, if you don't allow a transgender to compete as a woman, then what happens with the Olympics? And then, unless this is already taken care of, transgenders can, and then, and you know, what, I guess, are you going to have people even try to cheat? Where they'll say, well then, you know, if I'm in the women's category, I could then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where this goes. I mean, do I believe that, you know, men appear to be athletically, faster and stronger than women? Not all men. All right, but yeah, I mean, men's running times during the Olympics are obviously faster than women's. Men's lifting, et cetera. Yeah, you have some women that could really blow men out of the water. But in general, yes, it could be an advantage. So then if it's considered discrimination, then what do you do? I mean, I'm thinking that the other women could sue because now they're competing against somebody who could be physically built, you know, stronger. All right, but then again, on the flip side, I mean, this is who you are. And, you know, you are an athlete. This is who you are. This is who you chose to be. And you are competing. You've lived as a woman your whole life. So this is kind of one of those complicated things that I think a lot of us are going to be very interested to see how this rules. And I wouldn't be surprised if this later goes to the Supreme Court. because you look at a lot of competitions, and many people now feel they don't feel the need they have to hide it anymore, which is good. You shouldn't have to hide it. And there's lots of things you can do now to live in the body you want to live. All right. But then if everything is competitive and bathrooms are segregated, how do you do this? You know, we talked about the family suing because one of the transgender students, males, wanted to be in the female bathroom. Well, you know, what happens if he's in eighth grade and you have parents of the kindergarten class and the eighth grader was on that side of the school, had to run in to pee, you know, had to use a bathroom? Are the kids' parents going to sue because now you have an eighth grade boy who hasn't been able to go through his transgender sex assignment surgery standing and peeing, you know, in a little girl's bathroom? I don't know. I see that there could be lawsuits from both sides. And yeah, as an employer, I hate being damned if you do, damned if you don't. What do you do? Okay. Yeah. Now this is a very interesting study that came out. They said many millennials tend to be less religious and patriotic. They say new poll numbers are showing big differences in the millennial generation. The millennials are those falling into the 18 to 33 age group. Okay, they're different from Generation X and the baby boomers. Okay, they say they are relatively unattached to organized politics and religion, linked by social media, burdened by debt, distrustful of people, in no rush to marry, but are optimistic about the future. The research found as many as 50% of millennials describe themselves as political independents, though many do tend to lean toward the left and supported Barack Obama and many liberal policies. Now, a lot of young people have always done that. Okay, a lot of young people have always more tended towards that. They say for the Republican Party, it's hard to see Pew's new survey of American millennials as very good news, all right, because there's a lot of social issues, et cetera. But I find it interesting that you see less millennials, less religious. Okay, you know, why is that? Now, the one thing I have noticed is in the media, there's been a lot of stereotyping of people who are religious as being bigoted, as being short-sighted, you know, nearsighted on issues, and I'm a little worried about that. Okay, I mean, I think you could still love your religion and you could still be religious and you could still be on both political parties. Okay, I mean, mind you, I think there's a lot of, you know, religious Democrats out there. There's a lot of religious Republicans. But if the Tea Party and the conservative name has put such a stigma, such that if somebody's religious, they're going to be assumed to be something they're not, you're going to have, you know, people kind of shy from that, especially in that age group who wants to be accepted. And I'm a little nervous about that because I think religion is extremely important. Now, mind you, some religions and religious beliefs do not fall very comfortably with certain political views. I understand that. Okay? Yet, are we coming into an age where people are going to feel like they have to hide their religious beliefs so people don't, mark them as one or the other? You know, I don't know. You know, I think political correctness has started to take a form that a lot of us haven't expected and we just don't know how to handle. You know, are we all going to just, you know, I don't know, do away? I don't know. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I'm not on Facebook that much. I should be on it more because, you know, I should be on social media a lot more. Just who has time? I'm so busy. You know, yeah, you know, every now and then I like to check in on my Vegas slots game or I play some Candy Crush while I'm sitting on the toilet. But, you know, for the most part, who has time? Well, they say young women who spend a lot of time on Facebook tend to be more likely concerned about their body image and could be at increased risk for eating disorders. This is according to drugs.com. Researchers looked at how much time 960 female college students spent on online social media, how important likes were to them, and whether they untagged photos of themselves. More than 95% of study participants who used Facebook typically spent 20 minutes on the site during each visit and an hour on the site each day. Wow. No wonder Facebook has grown to the degree that it has. Those who spent more time on Facebook were more likely to worry about their weight and body shape and to have eating disorders. Eating disorders, are you kidding me? I guess the women played tended to place more importance on receiving comments and likes on Facebook, frequently untagged photos of themselves. Now, here's the thing. I untag photos of myself because I got to tell you, you guys take the worst pictures of me. You really do. Okay, how many chins does your iPhone add? I only have one chin. What are you guys doing? So many of you guys take a picture and then you tag me and then I have to untag it because I look so wide. I look horrible. You get all the bulges. You guys know how to take a picture. Have the phone or the picture above my head so I get to look up to it and then you don't see the extra chin and my body looks smaller than my head. That's what you want to do. Okay? So I untag a lot. It doesn't mean I have an eating disorder. I mean, I guess my only disorder is I like to eat. All right, so the study was published online recently, the International Journal of Eating Disorders. So if young women are online too much, they have to go online to read this. You see, most of these, now you're not really seeing a lot of things on paper. Everything is published online. Right? Yeah. When I was in college, I worked three jobs while taking classes. I had a full load because I was trying to get to medical school. I either tutored, I worked at Jack in the Box, I worked as a secretary, I worked in the dorm, I worked at the EPA, you know, I hosted, and then as soon as I was old enough, waited tables. I don't understand how people have the time to do. Now, I get checking Facebook regularly because you need to make sure somebody's, I hate it when I get, when I get on my phone and I hear that somebody tagged me in a post, I get nervous and I have to stop everything to see what the hell got tagged. Now, luckily Facebook now has it where it's hidden on your timeline until you say, okay, you know, this could be, you know, go further. But I just, it's like I got to drop everything and see what the hell is out there being circulated about me. So I got to admit, I think we're really cultivating a very paranoid generation. We were talking about how the millennials may not be that religious or patriotic. Who has time? Who has time if they're sitting there worried about what people are posting and what somebody else is posting? You know, that's kind of nerve-wracking. That really is. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this looks like good news, okay? They say there are three simple ways to reduce PMS and lose weight. Like I said, I'll be fine with just one way, right? But they say 85% of American women experience premenstrual syndrome. You guys are very, very lucky this doesn't all happen at the same time each month. Okay, we could be moody, we could have back pain, we could be bloated, we could have irritability, we could have other discomforts, i.e. hemorrhoids, because you get constipated and then you try and poop, and then, okay, so a variety of things. Now, many of us women go, well, you know what, that's just, you know, we just have to tough it out, that's who we are. All right, but according to Fox News, they said research shows that nutrition and exercise can play a big role in minimizing symptoms or even curing us of the disease altogether. Now, a lot of us with PMS may be more likely to be overweight, dissatisfied with our bodies. Well, think about it, too. If you're constipated, it's very hard to lose weight when you're constipated. Okay? Your metabolism really slows down when you're constipated. Okay, so apparently Kate Hanley and I believe, I don't know who the other author is, Ellen Barrett, wrote a book, The 28 Days Lighter Diet. So I guess what they did is they found that if you are magnesium or calcium deficient, you could then improve your PMS symptoms by increasing those mineral stores. Again, I would rather you do it from food, and that's what they recommend. Spinach, cashews, nuts, beans, seeds, chocolate, that kind of thing. Yep, chocolate. Okay, they want you to aim for 400 milligrams of magnesium a day. Okay, calcium also helps. Be very, very careful with over-the-counter calcium supplements, but making sure you're getting your sesame seeds, your dark green leafy vegetables, quinoa, I'm not sure what that is, and of course beans. Okay, so those help as well. Okay, then they say a third step, so I guess the first step was magnesium, second step calcium, I guess. We're into the third step. Whew! You know what, but don't mess with them, they got PMS. Third step to any PMS is a break-a-sweat cardio exercise, especially during pre-menstruation, the work before your period, the week before your period. I don't know when my period's coming. I got an IUD. Did you guys all see the pictures? You see the IUD? All right. Man, I wish I had a camera in my studio. I'd show you all my IUD right now. Anyway, I have an IUD, so I have absolutely no idea when I'm going to get my period. Brad, actually, I think, can tell. Brad, my engineer, he's like, you know what? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, next week is going to be a bad one. All right, so I think he's right. So premenstruation, they say to exercise. Now, I got to admit, I remember doing this in the 80s. I would do an extra heavy workout because you would have less water retention. So they're right about that. And then you got the endorphins. You seem to have less prostaglandins. And it really seemed to help. Again, I don't want you guys getting a heart attack. Make sure your heart can handle the exercise. But it is. It is extremely important. You can do power walks, a two-hour hike, chase the kids around the house, yelling at them, run from your mother-in-law. There's a variety of things you can do that are very, very practical. And you can get some exercise. So they want to end PMS once and for all. I think there's other causes we could be working towards, but not bad, okay? Not bad. Pfizer voluntarily recalls an antidepressant after reporting a wrong drug fell into the bottle. No! It's recalling two lots of this, of the Effexor XR antidepressant and another lot of the venflaxine generic version of the drug after pharmacists reporting finding one capsule of a different medicine. Now, the medication I think they found was, I think it was Tykosin, which is a medicine for atrial fibrillation. And I guess if an Effexor XR took the Tykosin 2, it could have been fatal. So three lots, good. I tell you, I love the pharmacist. When you see a pharmacist, give them a big, juicy hug. It's extremely important. The three lots total about 104,000 bottles of the Effexor and the Venflaxine. Of those, 65,000 had reached U.S. pharmacies. So if you guys need to just call your or go to the, the Pfizer website to find out which needs to be recalled. The recalls involved the Effexor XR, Venflaxine sold by Greenstone LLC. I can't tell you guys any more than that. That really blows. That really does. Okay. So now, what else did I want to talk about? We're coming up on break. I know. I'm like the worst radio host, aren't I? This was a nice touchy-feely one. This was a nice one. We were going to talk about certain meals that are better than medicine. Some of you guys have been asking me about what can you do rather than take medicine for this crappy cold. Unfortunately, I'm a doctor. I'm an MD. I dig the pharmaceuticals. So I always have to give a big, nice, strong, juicy push for pharmaceuticals. But, I really dig chicken soup. I think spinach salads help. There's a lot of things you could do if you want to avoid the pharmaceuticals. Just remember, a happy pharmaceutical means a happy life. Okay, don't go away. We got Joe Crummy. This guy has an amazing story, and he's radio folk, so be nice. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on iHeart. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you guys could follow, follow us. Now, I know many of you are kind of concerned about my radio show ratings. So what we decided to do to up the ratings is get a, for an interview, another radio talk show host. But this guy is good. All right. He has been on KFI, KABC in Los Angeles, WABC. He even landed a job at WNBC in New York back in the 80s. This guy is a pro and he is awesome. So let me introduce radio talk show host and author Joe Crummy. Hey, Joe, what's up?
You, you,
You are so sweet. Thank you. Thank you. You're right about everything you said, though. What can I tell you?
Amen to that. Yes, yeah, especially about the PMS. I'm apparently PMSing, so the story behind this, this is going to be a rough interview, okay?
Okay.
Joe Crummy, the reason why we have Joe on is not only to help Mike Crummy ratings, that's why we call him Joe Crummy, that's what he does, he helps us, but he has got an amazing story. Joe, tell us what happened back in the 90s.
Well, I guess we're talking about the brain tumor. I mean, I had these symptoms. I didn't realize what was happening to me. You know, that's the funny thing about symptoms. You know, you doc ought to know that. And in the beginning, you don't know. I was getting weird headaches, but I didn't really get it. You know, I'd lie down in the afternoon. I was saying to people on the phone, speak up. Cheap telephone or I had a job. I was working down in San Diego at a TV station. And, you know, whenever you work on TV, if you see some guy on TV, they always have that little earpiece in, you know, because that way the director could yell at you, like, shut up, you're going on too long, you're being too edgy, whatever it is on TV. They're always telling you what to say. I couldn't hear the floor director. And I was thinking, oh, this cheap San Diego TV station. I didn't realize that those were all symptoms of a brain tumor at the time.
Yeah,
you know?
So let me recap. For those who join us, this is Joe Crummy. He's a radio talk show host and author. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor back in the 90s, but he's telling us right now what some of the first symptoms were. And oddly enough, it wasn't so much just pain. It was you had trouble hearing.
Right. You know, I only wish I knew then what I know now. Right. The symptoms are subtle. You know, you have these weird headaches, but you're not really that concerned about it. I'd lie down in the afternoon, take a couple of Excedrin, put a cold washcloth on my head. 20 minutes later, get up, have some coffee and keep moving. And then I had the ear thing where I was yelling at people like, you know, on the telephone. I was saying, people, speak up. But I didn't put the two things together. Then one morning I was on the air at KFI, and you mentioned that, and I mentioned it to one of the news guys. I said, this and that with the thing, and speak up and shut up and whatever we were talking about. And he goes, oh, you should go to the House Ear Institute in L.A. because I went deaf, completely deaf on my 40th birthday, and I went in there. They got a big ball of wax and took it out of my ear. So when I went into the House Ear Institute, I thought they were going to tell me. I wasn't even nervous. They were going to do a CAT scan or whatever it was, MRI, some kind of an image thing they were going to do. I wasn't even nervous because I figured, you know what? I've been a slob my whole life. It's probably because I've got dirty ears. And I go, great, they'll pull some. I'm not a waxy kind of guy, but I figured, you know, hey, you know, that's all it is. Little did I know, when that scan comes back and you bring it into the doctor and he puts it up on the big screen, and you see a big white blob in the middle of your brain, and he's pointing at it with a pencil or whatever, and he goes, yep, that's a tumor. And I'm going, what?
Oh,
I'm too busy.
Well, so how did they know what kind of a tumor? What did they have to do next?
Well, they knew it up front because I even said to the doctor even before the scan, I said, you knew, didn't you? And what the doctors will tell you, whenever one ear is behaving radically different than the other, there's a real good reason. Normally, if you have hearing problems, usually it's both ears at the same time are going down the chute there.
But are you trying to take my job? Are you trying to take my job, Joe? Look at this. See, he does a much better job. Look how lucid that was.
Well, it's just that it was just a bummer. Let me tell you, though, it was a bummer because I'm in the office.
Oh yeah, big time.
Well, you know, you're gonna go deaf. And he goes, I don't know, you know, you're going to lose your hearing on the right side, or the left side, rather. And, you know, the facial nerve, as you know, runs right through the right past the ear canal there, too, as well, where the tumor was. And they said, well, you know, you might not be able to control your eyelids anymore. But they said, you know what, don't worry about that. This is great. They said, don't worry about that because there's little springs we can fit you with to keep your eyes open. And I said, oh, that's great. And then at night, to close them up, they said, well, you can tape them shut. And I go, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
awful.
Sexy, though. Thank God you have a sexy voice, because you wouldn't look too sexy in bed, but you sound sexy, so that should be enough.
Well, I'm loving you. I'm getting to like you a lot. But anyway, so that wasn't the worst part. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, waiting around all weekend, you know, the doctor said, I said, do we really have to do this now? And he goes, yeah, how about, what are you doing Monday? You know, it was one of those things. Because if we, you know, had gone on too far, it was going to stop your heart at some point. Yet. And the longer you wait, the more trouble and bigger mess it is taking it out.
Right.
And so they, you know, they say Monday morning, you know, bright and early, and they get you so high in the hospital before they wheel you in. He could have said, we're going to cut your head off. I would have been fine with it. Fine.
Mm-hmm. I know, because you were high. Yeah. What was the diagnosis? What was the actual tumor called?
Oh, it is an acoustic neuroma.
So it was the acoustic neuroma. Good. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you, there's been a lot of talk on cell phones causing acoustic neuromas. And I mean, do you believe, is that the ear you use your cell phone on?
Yes,
but no, because that was back in the 90s.
Right, it was, but I was never a huge cell phone guy, but I did have a flip phone, and I did use it, and that was my earphone. Mm-hmm. I asked the doctor that, because people diagnosed me, they said, well, did you ever smoke pot? And I went, guilty. And they go, oh, that's it. I go, what?
No.
And they go, and some people, yeah, I know, really, but then same thing with the cell phone, you know, they use a cell phone, oh, well, that did it. Some people say that you got radiation in the dentist's office, and that did it. I asked the doctor. He said, this is what he told me at the time. He said, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what he told me. We don't know. And I said, all right, fine. I'll have to take your word for it. But, you know, that's the long and short of it. And the hardest part was waking up after the operation. And we don't call it an operation. We call it a procedure. And you know you're in trouble when you have a team of doctors. And it's like, oh, Jesus. You know, it's not one guy. It's a team. And it's like, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, my husband uses a team of men for our marriage. Let me ask you something, Joe.
Right.
I mean, your story is fascinating. Tell me about the book. You wrote a book about this. Tell me about it.
Were you still on? Yeah, I heard a people. We still on the air? We still talking?
Yeah, we're still on the air, but we're going to be coming up on the end. But I want to know. Tell me about the book so people can find it and read it.
Oh yes, the book is called Plank It. This whole experience, I wrote a book about it called Planking on Headstones: Your Future Outside of Time, and it's available at Amazon.com. But a lot of it came out of this book. A lot of it came out of this experience. A lot of it came when I had to see my parents pass away. We had to deal with all of that. It really makes you think about your own mortality, who you are, why are you here? And I went through that pretty good in the book. If you've ever had questions as to what's coming next and all that kind of stuff, trust me, I spent a number of years studying it, reading everything I could. And it's all in that book. So that's what Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time is all about.
Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time on Amazon. Joe, can anybody follow you on Twitter? Do you have a Twitter handle?
You're very sweet. I do. I am. I think I'm Joe Crummy on Twitter. I'm Joe Crummy on Facebook. I'm Joe Crummy just like you. I'm all over the place. But
I love it. I love it. But you're talented. There's a difference. People want to follow you.
Well...
Yeah.
Hey, I've seen you sing. I saw you sing. I've seen you on Pawn Stars. Are you kidding me? You're a pistol girlfriend.
I know, man. Well, Joe, God bless you for what you dealt with. We'll definitely have you back on. You taught us a lot about acoustic neuromas and how to handle the face of death. You rock, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Okay, guys, more Dr. Dahlia coming up. You take care. Hold on.
Take me down to the little white church.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.